This is KUNM. I'm Chris Boros at 6:04. In the trial of two Albuquerque police officers who shot and killed James Boyd, questions surfaced today about why tactical officers went to the scene when they weren't officially activated that Sunday in 2014. SWAT Sergeant James Fox told the court that the officer making decisions about the standoff with Boyd had told him everything was under control, but he had concerns about the terrain and the approaching darkness, Fox testified, so he rounded up a few SWAT officers and headed over anyway.
As I arrived at the scene, I was attempting to slow it down, but it took a life of its own and just continued to evolve and rapidly change.
Fox said he felt guilty about sending SWAT officer Dominique Perez up the hill to be part of the team talking to Boyd. Perez shot Boyd and was later fired. Before that, Fox testified Perez was an exemplary officer who made good decisions and had received no civilian complaints. Former officer Keith Sandy also shot Boyd. Both men have been charged with second-degree murder and are facing 15 years in prison. State regulators have approved a rate hike for Public Service Company of New Mexico's 500,000 customers, but it's not as much as the electric utility had hoped for. The Public Regulation Commission voted 3-2 today during a meeting in Santa Fe for a compromise that will amount to an average increase of roughly 10%. The utility had initially proposed a 14% increase. Concerns raised by environmentalists over the value of PNM's stake in an Arizona nuclear plant led a hearing officer earlier this year to recommend that the multi-million dollar request be slashed by 2/3. Commissioners acknowledged it was a difficult decision. This is KUNM. This is KUNM. I'm Chris Boros. It's 6:04. The defense asked the judge today to dismiss all charges against the two former Albuquerque Police Department officers who shot James Boyd in 2014. Lawyer Sam Bregman said all the testimony indicates Boyd, who was camping illegally in the Sandia foothills, presented a deadly threat to officers. He wasn't surrendering, Bregman said, and he pulled out knives.
I would beg of the court to please take a look at all of the evidence. Look at all of what we have for evidence that supports or does not support the decision that the officers made to use deadly force. And tell me that they've proven beyond a reasonable doubt, or even a rational juror could believe that they proved beyond a reasonable doubt. It's not there, Your Honor.
Judge Alyssa Hatfield disagreed and opted to allow the jury to decide. That means Keith Sandy and Dominique Perez are still facing second-degree murder charges. The defense has rested its case, and closing arguments are expected tomorrow morning. We'll have in-depth details on the trial from KUNM's Marisa DeMarco in about 30 minutes. A proposal to exempt New Mexico Public Safety and Child Welfare agencies from state spending cuts is under consideration by the New Mexico House of Representatives. House Republicans proposed amendments to a Senate-approved spending bill today. The changes would deepen cuts to most agencies to 5.5%, including departments overseeing state universities, public health programs, state museums, and historic sites. At public schools, per-student funding would be decreased by 1.5%, with a recommendation that spending cuts be made in administrative areas outside the classroom. The amendment leaves out more drastic cuts to the University of New Mexico presented by Republican lawmakers in recent days. This is KUNM.